First time he's here. This year was the first day, first time I ever saw it. I see them leaving that out there now, but I don't know what to call that, but they roll that stuff up. Four hill stand, look like 12, 8 to 10 foot high.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them got it all across the path. They keep them hauling, not to haul it in, but I don't know what, how it's going to act or what. I ain't been close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again?
Well, you can cut it much as a third time sometimes. It's fertilized hay, got it fertilized hay. But if you cut it in, say if you cut hay, cut ryegrass in April,
mm-hmm.
or May, 1st of May. You can fertilize it and then you can cut it again.
What do you call it when you cut it again?
Hay.
Uh-huh.
Same thing, hay. It's do the same, it'd be just about bigger than it was before. Sometimes you cut it much as three times if you want it, but it don't produce three times good as it would two.
Mm-hmm.
Two times, twice, you can get about as much as you got the first time, then next time you go back, get the same thing, call it hay.
And a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway.
Volunteer grass. It'll come up.
Uh-huh.
It'll come up. You get some good grass, call that.
Did you ever have a special place for storing grain? Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
In the crib, that's all. In the barn, that's all. Cribs and barn, that's the only place that sold grain.
Uh-huh.
Around here.
What different animals do people have around here?
What kind? What
uh-huh.
different kind?
Uh-huh.
They got cows, goats, horses, mules. Let's see, goats, horses. Cow, mule, hog.
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep the horses?
Well, they keep them mostly in the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
No more than bad nights and whatnot. You can let them come in the lot and go into the shear the barn if you got one.
The lots around the barn?
Uh-huh. And if they ain't got no lot around the barn, they'll go down the woods and probably stand up if you got it in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But way back there, that's all they did do, go draw up in them cane fields and cane breaks and then stay there and stay warm in there in the wood at these barns now.
Mm-hmm. What about cows? Where would they be kept?
Well, same like a horse and mule, practically. They'll be around the barn, you throw them out, hay out there. They drop around there and eat. Then they'll take off to the woods, probably, if it's in the woods around.
And they had a stable, too. What stable?
Stable for horses. That's where you feed them when you're a plow. You put a stable, got something like a stable. Well, that's to keep your chickens out. Little old things on each side of the troughs in it, what you call a stable.
Mm-hmm. What?
Put the horses in there.
Was the stable part of the barn?
On to the barn, under the shed of the barn.
Uh-huh. And the chickens couldn't get in it?
No, you can nail up the slats around where chickens can get in it.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep the chickens?
The chicken house. Mm-hmm. Chicken house and chicken yard.
What about a little place just for the mother hen and the little chicks?
Well, that'd call it a
coop.
Mm-hmm. Back yonder, but now you can call it the brooder.
Mm-hmm.
And a hen house, such as that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a place for the cows, a fenced in place out in the pasture where you could leave them overnight for milking?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Uh-huh.
Call that the lot.
Was this out, not around the barn though, but out in the pasture?
Oh no, the pasture, a lot in the pasture is different. The pasture just how you don't leave them out there. You more to put the calves in the lot and the cows in the pasture, and the cows will come up the next morning and you can milk them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they can't get together.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen or cupping or anything like that?
Well, I got a cow pen, but that's more for branding cows or marking cows. Or that's if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
A loading cow, just like you want to get rid of some, well, that's most of what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
See if you want to brand them or spray them,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
What about hogs? Where would they be kept?
In a pen. They'd be kept in a pen now, but way back, yonder, with my daddy, them time, they used to just run out, just almost like wild hogs. They'd come up sometime, but I've known my dad see as much as 15, 20 of the hogs,
mm-hmm.
shoots and things. My daddy turn them out when they pee and they come back, they'd be all the way from 75 to 100, 150, 200. That's sometimes they catch a lazy fella, he go out there and just kill your hogs, and, but you wouldn't miss them because it didn't mm-hmm. cost you nothing to raise them. Kill your hogs.
Uh-huh. What about a farm nowadays where they had a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk?
That's a dairy. That's called a dairy.
Uh-huh. Mm. Do you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides that big farm?